Hello, and welcome to the Not Your Mama's Gamer podcast, a podcast where we talk about games and gaming from a feminist perspective. This is episode 138, and my name is Samantha Blackman. I am an associate professor here at Purdue University in wonderful West Lafayette, Indiana, where I talk about, read about, write about, dream about, amongst other things, video games. And I am joined tonight by two of our NYMG regulars, Alicia Carabinas and Jinx Boynes. Good evening, y'all.
Just one Boynes, I believe.
I said Boynes, but it's not. It's Boynes. So, Alicia Carabinas, who are you, darling?
Hater.
Well, we know that much.
Here's me by way of introduction tonight. In the introduction to the podcast, Sam referenced wonderful West Lafayette, Indiana. The other day, someone asked me how I voted, because I early voted the first day it was open. And I said, and this is my introduction, I, these days, am a one-issue voter, and my one issue is not voting for any Indiana Republicans. That's me. Also, I'm a PhD student at Purdue. And Jinx.
Wow, following that.
Sorry.
I'm Jinx. I'm a graduate from Purdue University with a degree in biomedical engineering, and I now work at Baxter Biopharma Solutions as a technical service associate. So,
woo!
Yeah, right now that's a lot of reading. It's not really a job yet. But yeah, that's me.
So with that, we'll jump into our usual, what you're reading. What you reading, what you playing, what you reading, what you drinking is the order.
Apparently one of us has been doing a lot of that, I guess, because you can't speak in sentences.
Is it reading? It's me.
It's reading.
Yeah. Well, we'll start with you, Alicia. What have you been playing?
Hearthstone.
I'm love. Tired. I'm not drunk.
Something's happening over there. Way too much Hearthstone. And I have a funny Hearthstone story for our listeners who play Hearthstone. I will regale you with now. So I've been playing for very long, like a few months, right? So my collection is not very robust. The other day, my friend Tony sat down with me, and he was going through my cards, and he's like, well, let's get rid of some things so you can make, like, one or two, like, really good cards. I'm like, okay, cool. So we got rid of a bunch of stuff, and I made some smaller good cards that I need, like, some epics and some rares. But then I also made one legendary. The legendary takes 1,600 dust. You guys, that's a lot. Like, if you don't play Hearthstone, you don't know, but I'll tell you, it's a lot. So I got really excited. I made this card called Ragnaros the Fire Lord. Ragnaros the Fire Lord does a lot of damage. He's really awesome. I'm super happy to have him. The other day I was playing, I got enough gold to buy a pack, so I bought a pack, and I opened the pack, and I'm like, oh, there's a legendary in my pack. Yay! You get, like, one every 40 packs, so it's a huge deal. Guess what my legendary was?
Fire Lord?
It was Ragnaros the Fire Lord!
Now you got two.
No! You can only play one!
Well, now you have two.
And to turn him into dust, you only get 400. Not the 1,600.
I was going to say what you get when you dusted them, though.
Yeah, 400. One quarter of the dust that I spent. I sat here and I stared angrily at my computer for a while. For a while, I considered no longer playing Hearthstone. I was real mad. That's the second time I've opened a legendary that I already have. I've only opened 5 legendaries ever. So, Hearthstone, you suck. But you're really fun, so I play you. And then I also played some Left 4 Dead 2, which I hadn't done in a long time. Played that for the marathon. I forgot how fun that is. I had a blast.
It was fun watching you play.
Oh my gosh, we had such a good time until the end, when I can tell when my partner starts to get like mad to the point of we can't play anymore. So then we had to turn it off. Anyway, that's me. That's it.
Cool. What about you, Jinx? What you been playing, darling?
So I'm going to be completely honest. I warned Sam and Alicia before the podcast that I haven't really been playing anything, because the person I play video games with is now 4,000 miles away. And that would be my partner. And he's in grad school abroad now. So I haven't really been playing video games. I did pick up Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance, and I was playing that on my 3DS, and I was live blogging that for a while, and people were really entertained. I have a Tumblr, and I was live blogging on the Tumblr, and I had suddenly like gained a bunch of followers. And I was like, I'm shitting all over the game, you guys, like really. I called it like the adventures of like social anxiety muffin. Oh. And like super optimistic cupcake, and that was me. So I'll probably get back to it. I want to finish it. It's actually pretty solid for a Kingdom Hearts handheld. Typically you get story or battle system. You don't get both.
Both, yeah.
This one is actually really fun to play because I think they just integrated in the console fighting system. The story is a bit rushed, but it's also a handheld, so I wasn't too surprised. And some of the dialogue is really bad. Like, there's Kingdom Hearts bad dialogue, and then there's this.
I've never been into Kingdom Hearts.
I honestly, it's one of those things that's like, why do I still like these games? But I also like developed a strict emotional attachment to them when I started playing games back in middle school. Mm. Like Kingdom Hearts 1 was the first game that I bought with my own money. And I bought a PS2 simply to play Kingdom Hearts 1. And it was like the first system that I owned that was
Alicia,
mine.
Did
we lose Alicia again?
No, I'm here.
No, I was going to say, Alicia, I think we missed that. We missed Kingdom Hearts because I think it was not that you're my age, but you're older than Jinx.
Yeah.
No.
No, it definitely was
a generational thing because... Yeah, because kids were playing it in middle school when it came out, and neither one of us would have been in middle school.
Listen.
And I think that was the kind of cutoff point.
We can know that we're too old for Kingdom Hearts. We don't have to say.
I'm not going to say it right now.
Hang on.
I just attribute it to like the series of unfortunate events, or like for some people, Harry Potter, right? It was a game I grew up with. And so, like, and it's one of those that I've been there for every step of this game. Like, I played the first one. Granted, I played the first one when the second one came out, like, literally the same day. Like, the second one came out, and I bought the first one, because that's how behind I was. Like, my life is a running joke of how behind can I be on games, but, you know. But other than that, like, every other one I bought on the release days. And then I got out of it, but it's one of those, like, I'm going to complete the series. I've already promised to... And I'll be streaming it on NYMG, but I'll be streaming Kingdom Hearts 3, and everybody will get to listen to me just be like, what the fuck am I looking at? What is going on here? This is not my game. But yeah, I'm kind of determined to see Kingdom Hearts 2 to the end, just because it was the series I grew up with. It's that and Zelda. Those are the two that I kind of... Well, and then one I'll talk about later in the stream, in this podcast, I guess. There's just a few things that I'll just follow basically to the end of their run, if you will.
Yeah, okay. Regardless of how good or bad they are.
Well, I mean, Square Enix is losing my faith rapidly in some of the things that they're doing. So maybe some of these series I'll just cop out early. But yes, Kingdom Hearts is, like, I didn't buy this one. I'm borrowing it. I borrowed most of the handhelds.
I assume that means we're going to talk about Final Fantasy later too.
Oh God, right? Can we not? Because I'm going to get us in so much
yeah,
trouble.
Yeah, I think that's what that means.
Like, okay, honestly, so I'm going to get us in so much trouble if we talk about
that. In trouble how?
I have opinions. I've kept my mouth shut about
That's
15
okay.
for
Look, we can
so
have
long.
opinions. Let's have some opinions. Let's do some opinions
Oh
later.
man. I'm gonna go on. This will be like an hour of me ranting about this. I have 10 years of rant about this game.
That's
Seriously.
All right.
Okay, sorry. Anyway, Sam.
I got all the opinions.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess it's my turn. What have I been playing? Well, during the marathon, I played some Skylanders, Swap Force, because I'm always one version behind on Skylanders. So I played some Skylanders, Swap Force, because we got that recently because the Imaginators is coming out this week. I also played the second episode of the Telltale Batman game, which is still really fucking dark, much darker than I expected it to be. And it's got some interesting twists on the canonical story. So if you like the Telltale games or like Batman, that's definitely one to check out. I'm not going to give any spoilers.
You know, hang on though. I'm going to interject in here. I'm curious who the writers are on that. After the Game of Thrones game, I don't think I can do any more of their licensed properties. And I'm not even sure, honestly, real talk, about the next Walking Dead season, because I did not love Michonne. I'll probably get the first episode and see, but I thought that the Game of Thrones was so bad that I am not even anywhere near prepared to buy any Batman shit.
I hated Game of Thrones. I didn't finish Game of Thrones. I bought all of Game of Thrones, and I didn't finish
it. I didn't even finish the first episode.
Oh, I played the first couple of episodes, but I didn't finish the series.
That was bad.
It was just bad. Everybody else was like, the story was so great. I was like, no, that shit was bad.
It was really
bad.
That
shit was
bad.
I think I sat there
during
the second episode and fell asleep.
There's just no reason. There's no reason to play it.
I can fall asleep on your game.
And that's how I'm concerned that the Batman will be that way. That there's just not any reason to follow the narrative, because the other thing is, at this point, what the fuck do you do with Batman? You know, I don't think I care about another version of Batman. I really, maybe I'm an asshole, but I don't think I do.
I'm going back to the anime.
Well,
series.
Like I said, I think that was the thing, is that's why they've changed the story. That's why they've changed the story. The backstory has been changed. The story is different. I think that's why they did it, to keep people engaged. Because we've had so many Batmans.
But it's still the motherfucking
Arkham
Batman.
Arkham Knight, Arkham Asylum. It is still fucking Batman. Yeah. But I like Batman.
No, you forgot the definite article. Thing, it's the motherfucking Batman.
The motherfucking Batman. The only thing that would be better than the motherfucking Batman would be the motherfucking Spider-Man. Oh, I love me some Spider-Man, but we have never had a decent Spider-Man game. So, you give me a decent Spider-Man game, I'm all over that shit.
That's the thing. A fucking Spider-Man narrative would have to fall anointed from the heavens, dripping with gold and, like, I don't know, oral sex or something, before I would even go anywhere near it, because I'm so fucking over Spider-Man.
Tell us how you really feel.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt your discussion of the Batman, but I had some feelings that I needed to air.
All right, what else have I been playing? I played a lot of Stardew Valley.
Is the update good? I haven't had a chance to get to it.
Oh, there's good stuff in the updates. So, because there's new romance options, there's new farm layouts, there's all kinds of new stuff in the update that you might want to check out. But I streamed on like three shifts for the marathon.
Yes, you did.
So the third shift, I was like just tired as fuck, and I was like, I need something that I can just like sit and play basically in my sleep. And I knew that was going to be Stardew Valley. So I sat and I played Stardew Valley, and then it occurred to me at the end of the marathon that Stardew Valley is what I always need to stream during marathons when I'm tired, because as soon as I start playing Stardew Valley, like 4 hours passes immediately. Because I was sitting there and I was like, oh, it's been like an hour. And it was literally 4 hours had passed. So
yeah, that's why I haven't played it the last few weeks, because I've been getting adjusted to my new job and I have to go to bed at like 11 so I can get up at 6:30 in the morning and be like alive at 7:30 to be at meetings and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think once I finally get used to this job, you wouldn't think adjusting the first
shift. Stardew Valley would do that to you.
Yeah. You wouldn't think it would be that hard to adjust the first shift, but apparently for me, it's been miserable. Apparently I was on second shift schedule for too long.
Cool.
Anyway, sorry.
I've been on midnight shift since I was born.
Yeah. I would just like to be on a schedule. Like that'd be great.
It's making me regular at eating meals, which will make Sam happy, I guess.
That's good. That is good.
Thanks, Mom.
Good for your bod. Whatever, I would totally be your mom. Just come live with us. It's fine. Alright. What's next?
All right. So wait, the biggest thing I've been playing.
Oh shit. And I'm still talking about you.
Yeah, we're still talking about me. It's all about me.
Oh, I know what you're gonna say.
But I'm only gonna say this in terms of what I've been playing, and we'll talk more about it when we get to the big part. Our issue of the week. Or our discussion of the week. I've been playing Mafia 3. I've been playing the fuck out of Mafia 3. I want to play nothing but Mafia 3 from now on out. So you guys are just going to have to get used to it, because I'm going to write about Mafia 3. I'm going to ride that motherfucker until the wheels fall off. That's what's going to happen.
It'll save you money on games, really.
So, hey. And we'll talk more about that when we get to more fun talking about it. And I think I'm like the only person around here playing Mafia 3.
Yes.
When I say around here,
I
mean,
I would like to play it.
Mafia 3. No, I think Kashana's playing Mafia 3. But so that's that.
Play it.
What about... Let's jump up and forward. Jump forward. What have we been reading? Alicia, you reading anything interesting, darling?
Longitudinal study of 4chan's name of the impact on the web. And you guys, I'm so excited when I see other people putting themselves through hell for the good of the world. Because I'm sure that was not a really fun study to undertake. But here it is in all its glory. Other than that, what have I been reading? I'll tell you one thing. I started reading the first Game of Thrones book. I think because I hate myself. But I have a new respect for some of the aspects of the adaptation. I hadn't read the book in so long that I was surprised at how accurate season one was to some things. So that was nice.
What about you, Jinx? What have you been reading?
So I'm still reading Discworld books. I will be reading Discworld books for maybe the next month. I'm on Witches Abroad, which is really funny. But I took a break from Discworld to read the complete Sailor Moon series, which is only 12 books. So it's not as impressive as that sounds. I read those over the last 2 days. And I realized that I had never read the ending. I thought I had known the ending. And it turns out I stopped 3 books early. And the ending is very great. It's actually a great series. Really solid. The ending is super tragic. Like, it's happy, but it's like, oh my god. It's been a little while since I got so emotional over a book. So I was impressed. And it might be the nostalgia talking. Because that was one of my first anime, really. And because Crystal is following the 12-book manga series, and that's what I read. So Sailor Moon Crystal, the show, I'm excited when it gets to that arc, because I've never seen that arc done. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't released in America, I think, when they did the original 90s dub. So I'm really interested to see how that's done in Crystal, and I'm really excited for it. And also, it has one of my favorite attacks ever. Which, can I say that? Can I say it?
Yeah, say it.
Hang on, I gotta make sure I get the right wording. Let me go look it up to make sure it's right.
I remember you saying it in the Slack channel. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go look at it.
While you look, I'll confess I've never seen or read any Sailor Moon.
Have you really not?
Not ever in my life. I'm familiar. Like, I know the outfits and the girls, the wacky hair, Sailor Jupiter and shit, but I don't know anything beyond that.
I would honestly recommend the manga. Like, it's fast paced, a lot faster paced than like you would expect, because everyone talks about how long it was. But like basically all of the 90s anime was filler episodes. So like, if you want to get into it, I can recommend the manga. I would recommend the manga, and I could let you borrow the first three books if you wanted.
All right, we'll talk about it later.
Okay, but yeah, sorry. And in the manga, in the last arc, there's the Sailor Starlights, and one of them legitimately has an attack that is Star Gentle Uterus, and that is the attack. And I am so happy that is a thing. Like, I really, like, not sarcastically, like, I really am incredibly happy that is a thing.
Okay, so I gotta ask you, yeah. Since I'm not familiar with the Sailor Moon, is she commanding her uterus to, like, leave her body and get somebody?
It's not Sailor Moon who's yelling it. That's why I didn't want to spoil who it is, because for people who may have not read the last arc,
okay,
I don't want to give away who's saying that.
No, that's fine. You don't have to tell me who's saying it. But I am curious about mechanically how this goes down.
The person, or the Sailor Scout, has a blast coming from their hand. So I was just like, I'm trying to figure out what. And unfortunately, in the manga, the attacks aren't really shown in the same way that the anime shows it. Mm-hmm. So like the one of the ones that everyone knows is the Venus Love Me Chain, and like that's Venus's attack, and she uses a whip for it. And in that, you just see like the whip around her, and you don't see what it actually does. And that's why the joke in the Slack channel was, I don't know what it does, but apparently it's devastating, because it was like a one-hit thing, and everybody was dead, and I was like, damn, please do that again. That was great. But that was I only saw it once, and so I'm really, like, that's the other thing I'm hoping is still in Crystal. Like, I hope they don't change that attack name, and then I get to see what it actually does, because it'll be funny. I will be really surprised if it lasts into even an American sub, let alone the American dub. So
I'm just really excited by the idea of somebody like, a uterus, and like running away.
I was telling my friends, I appreciate that, because if we're gonna like sit there and like in the society that we are, that like you can't even talk about like women parts without freaking people out. I was like, fine, we're just gonna bloody weaponize it. We're going to kill you with it. Congratulations. There you go. We're just going to scream it at you, and it's going to kill you.
I mean, that's what's going to happen when Hillary becomes president, right?
Yes.
We just take out our what's the plural of uterus? Is it
uteri?
Is it uteruses?
Is it Greek? Because if it's Greek, I don't know. If it's Latin, it goes to uteri.
I don't know.
I'm looking it up right now. So anyway, we're going to each one of us will remove a uterus from someone. It doesn't matter who. And attack other people with it.
And you just have to scream with me.
Star Gentle Uterus.
I'm so excited.
I want my uterus to be gentle. I want my uterus
to take
a motherfucker out.
Yeah, well, I'll be that one then. I'll be that too.
We'll be like Star Motherfucker.
Apparently,
uterus.
It can be uteruses or uteri.
Oh, awesome. Well, shit. We got options.
I will say, I hope this isn't spoilers, but I will say that I'm really excited with the way the manga was translated this time, because it allows, there are three gender fluid Sailor Scouts, and there's one gender neutral Sailor Scout. Sailor Uranus actually uses male pronouns when in human form and female pronouns when in Sailor form.
Wait, there's like forms and shit? I don't know anything.
Oh, well, it's
when
magical
you
girls. They're
transform.
Magical girls. So when they're like normal.
Into the superhero.
People. Yeah, like super. So when they're like normal people, Haruka or Sailor Uranus uses male pronouns and dresses masculinely, and then when they're Sailor Uranus, they use female pronouns.
Oh my god, I'm so here for a superhero that turned into a girl.
That would be, they're called the Sailor Starlights, actually, and they're literally male-bodied people who turn into female-bodied people.
Oh my god, I did not know about this. Like,
they were in the last arc. They literally were not in the one that got to the America. They just were like, we can't do it. And they didn't ever show the last arc over here. I think it was subbed, but I don't think it was dubbed.
Well, I could be wrong. And one of my friends who might listen to this
will probably be like, Jinx, you're wrong, because they're a much better Sailor Moon fan than I am. But
I'm converted.
Because I've been looking for dubbed versions of some of the later seasons and episodes, because Pete loves Sailor Moon. But, you know, we can't, I can't keep up with reading all of the episodes out loud to her. So, oh well. We have to wait patiently.
We're going to get on this. Speaking of shows that are girl children alike, Pickle has discovered The Legend of Korra.
Yes.
And today, you know, I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast, but my daughter is obsessed with Pokemon. She can name probably a good 150, 200 now, and their powers and how they evolve and all. I mean, she like has this encyclopedia in her head. We did not watch Pokemon today. We didn't really talk about Pokemon. It was Korra. I'm okay with this. I like this evolution.
So did she enjoy the first season where Korra goes, I'm the Avatar? What did she say? Get used to it.
we're actually watching the second season, and she's seen it before, but I think she was really little. I mean, she's still really
little. Why are you watching the second season and not the first season?
Because we've already seen the second season. So we put on the second season, and then she got super into it, which no one expected. Look, don't judge my life. I'm just relating it to you.
Fine.
Don't judge my life. It's not like we can't go back and watch the first season again with her.
Fine.
Oh, no. We might have to watch Korra again.
You're the one to complain about it.
This is a step up. This is like 47,000 steps up from Pokemans, okay?
You love the Pocket Monsters. No. But let's jump back
in. Where were we? We were talking about reading. We don't even know what's going on.
What were we reading? Somehow we started talking about, Sailor Moon.
Yeah,
well, I can tell you, I'll make it real easy. I haven't been reading a whole hell of a lot. I have been reading The Secret of the Snow. Is a Thea Stilton novel, right? Geronimo Stilton's sister. It's a kid's novel. And I've been reading it with my kid. She and I are reading it together. And I have also been reading, what have I been reading? I started just like briefly, barely started like last night, Death by Video Game. So that was this Tales of Obsession from the virtual frontline, Simon Parkin, because it made like the 8 books you have to read this year or something list in New York Times, and it was really weird. And I was like, why do you have to read this book? So of course I had to figure out why I had to read it. I just started it. I can't tell you whether or not it is one of the 8 books you need to read this year or not yet, but I will let you know once I get further into it. I doubt it, but you know, we'll see what happens. All right, let's get to the fun stuff. Lish Carinas, what you drinking?
I'm drinking Taproom Amber Ale, and I don't love it. It's ale with honey added, and the honey is occasionally noticeable, but mostly it just tastes like beer, and I mean like lesser beer. You know, I ain't here for that. I feel like this could be an interesting beer, but it just failed.
That wasn't one of the beers I brought back, was it?
Mm-mm. We drank those. They were good.
I was like, I was trying to remember what the Atwater beer was that I brought back. Okay. I'm glad you like those. Mm-hmm. What about you, Jinx? What you drinking?
Milk.
Milk.
Does body good.
Yeah, I'm actually doing a thing where I'm limiting what alcohol I drink and not drinking any more soda. So, yeah, sorry, I'll be boring for all these.
That's
Got
okay.
myself some whole milk.
Do your
I love
thing.
Whole milk.
I do too.
It does not love me. I love whole milk.
Oh, my roommate has walked over and he is displaying that he is drinking water. Because we are both doing the no soda, no alcohol thing. Yeah.
All right. Well, I am drinking an Octorok semi-sweet hard cider. It's a star-cut cider.
They were good.
Yeah. It's a little drier than I've become accustomed to in the last couple of weeks because I've been drinking so much of the New Glarus of the New Glarus beers, fruit beers.
Can I just say that we need to figure out a way to build an actual pipeline from Wisconsin to here, and this pipeline then we can then divide into multiple like different sub pipelines.
Mm-hmm.
And it can just deliver New Glarus to our mouths. Yeah.
I'm down for that. I love New Glarus beers, especially. I was drinking a lot of their fruit beers.
Yeah, fruit beer.
Fruit beer. So that made me super happy. But this one's a little drier than the New Glarus beers. But I'm happy with it. It's the Octorok semi-sweet hard cider. Tastes more like a green apple than any of the sweeter apples.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yep, tastes more like a green apple.
I'm disappointed you didn't come home from Michigan with pineapple.
I went to three different stores looking for Cider Boys pineapple cider. Not only could I not find Cider Boys pineapple cider, the only pineapple cider I found was Ace, and we can get that here.
Yeah, that's true.
So I didn't even bother to bring it home.
I'm used to disappointment.
I imagine it was because it was like October. And I'm guessing it's probably fairly seasonal.
Oh, that could be.
Because there was pumpkin shit everywhere, and I hate pumpkin beer.
I hate pumpkin beer. Listen, people of the world, stop fucking drinking pumpkin beer. I don't put it in your coffee. I don't give a shit. Whatever. But can we quit with the pumpkin ale and the pumpkin lager and all that shit? Because it's nasty.
It is
and
nasty.
And what's wrong with you? And stop it.
Yep.
For like 4 months of the year, pumpkin shit all over the beer aisle. Quit.
Yep.
Y'all quit.
So it starts in like September. So from like September to after Thanksgiving, half the fucking beer aisle is pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. Quit it, right? Y'all. I'm serious.
15 different kinds of pumpkin beers, ales, lagers, stouts, you name it. Pumpkin coffee beers, pumpkin beers. But you know what? During the summer, you can't find 15 different apple beers unless it's that bullshit. It's that bullshit frat boy, Woodchuck, and what is the other one? The ones I hate those. I hate those nasty ass commercial apple ciders, and they make me upset.
I feel like that's the only thing I used to drink.
I don't mind Woodchuck.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
I like the apple ginger.
Nope.
I think I just.
Fucking drink. Fight me. Go ahead, Jinx.
Green apple, Angry Orchard was what I ate, I think.
Nope. Angry Orchard, that's the other one. Angry Orchard, Woodchuck.
Oh, that's it. Angry Orchard is the one with the apple ginger, and I think that one's okay. Woodchuck, I'm not into.
I don't drink
Woodchuck. All that shit is foul. All that shit is foul. Well, it's like some apple-flavored something that they didn't made up.
I don't care.
I don't like beer, so it's the closest thing I drink.
Because you don't have... You don't like peanut butter. You can't be trusted.
Wow, okay.
No, I don't like peanut butter.
Okay, bros, we're good.
We talked about peanut butter in my class today, and one of my students was like, I don't like peanut butter. And I'm like, well, come the apocalypse, we're going to eat you first. Because you can be sacrificed.
Hey,
lesser humans.
Because once all that peanut butter go rancid and y'all still trying to eat that shit, y'all going to die.
Well, maybe. Maybe so, but we'll die happy. Let's talk about some video games, y'all.
Let's talk about some video games, because video games are fun.
Instead of like all the shit Sam don't like, because she ain't got no taste.
Mm-hmm. Don't get me started. So, let's talk about some video games. We thought it would be a fun week to talk about, since there is a metric shit ton of new releases coming out in October and November, enough to break the bank many times over. We thought we would take some time to talk about.
Nope. Sam, I'm gonna reframe what you just said.
Yes.
This is the real story. You guys could listen to Sam. Here's what's really happening. There are some games coming out. Mm-hmm. And then there's a metric shit ton of remasters and fucking DLC packs.
I just want to say the one game I want is actually not coming out till December.
Your game ain't coming out at all.
Shut up! It's gonna come out! I swear to God! I will fight you. I'll drive 2.5 hours to punch you in the nuts.
Wow, damn. It just got real. Sorry. I hope it does. I really hope it does.
I've so waited 10 years for that.
I know. There's so many people who have their hopes really on it.
No, come on. If that shit pile of 15 is coming out, my Last Guardian's coming out. I'm with
Let's talk about some of the shit piles that we've been promised. I do love that around the internet in various places, Battlefield 1 is labeled a horse simulator. Because of the running joke about the indestructible horses and the horses getting nerfed and everything in the beta. Like, I don't care about Battlefield 1, but I do find Horse Simulator fucking hilarious.
That is great.
Yep.
Yep.
So, there are, yes, there's a lot of DLC. There's a lot of remasters. The funny thing was, it's like I was sitting up and somebody was like, yeah, the new Tomb Raider. I'm like, whoa, wait,
what happened?
Was I asleep? What do you mean, a new Tomb Raider? And so I was like, I'm ashamed. I don't know what the fuck is going on. So I I'm banging away on my computer trying to find out what this new Tomb Raider is. I'm like, that's some fucking DLC. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. Since when do we call DLC DLCs is not like a new games?
Game. Right.
Well, yeah. So, for Dark Souls 3, not that I really know much about it because I still haven't played Dark Souls 3, I'm guessing, and this is me gonna get, like, this is me making a claim, not playing the game, but basing it off what they did with 2 and basing off what I've seen, is that it looks like the DLC for Dark Souls 3 might make the game. Which isn't good. I'll be getting
it. But it's still not a new game.
Yeah, no, it's not. Well, it's the game that they should have released. Anyway.
Right.
That's my opinion based off of the shit they pulled in 2 and what I've seen so far. But yeah.
So here's my problem.
Mm-hmm. What's your problem, Sam?
I like to buy everything.
Yes, Sam.
But okay, so my big problem is this, is I have a general rule in my house about all of November and part of October, if I can swing it. I don't buy a whole bunch of new toys or games during those months, because then there are no new toys or games put under the Christmas tree.
Oh, I'm with you on this one. I'm already a villain because I said no Pokemon ask for Christmas.
Okay, so I'm gonna tell you that story too. So,
oh shit,
I haven't said anything yet. Well, so
before you guys go into this whole Pokemon rant, can I just say that I'm getting Sun and Moon so Fort and I can play together? Like, I'm shipping it, or I'm taking it to him when I go over to visit him.
Aww.
So we can play together. So I know you guys are gonna shit on it, but like,
no, I'm really not gonna shit on it. Alicia, I'm just not gonna Alicia buy it because Pokemon, Christmas is a month Pokemon. Later.
I mean, and there's nothing wrong. I'm going to probably wait to buy it till closer to Christmas, too, because I don't have any money right now, even with my new job. Right. But, like, I'm really excited for Pokemon Sun and Moon.
You
Fort's
and me both.
Getting Moon, and I'm
Pokemon.
Getting Sun, and I'm just really excited for that one.
I love Pokemon. Fun. He's the hater.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, so I'm sorry. I don't hear.
So, what I had said to myself when I saw all these fucking games that were coming out in October and November was, I'm going to buy one AAA title a month to keep myself occupied until Christmas comes so that there can be new games under the tree.
Wait, how many indie games are you allowed?
You know, I didn't specify indie games, and I probably should have. Yeah, I've been like buying like one or two a week.
You're so bad. I know a couple you can buy on Steam, and then I can just borrow your shit.
Yeah, but I've been buying them on like the Xbox. I haven't been buying a lot on Steam. I need a new gaming PC. But
same.
So I bought, what I did buy is right before the cutoff period, because it was the end of September, was I bought Yo-Kai Watch 2.
Yo-Kai Pet?
I avoided the problem, and I just rolled a male character so I could have my fucking watch this time. And I was so pissed.
Yo-Kai, pendant. Exactly. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
So I had to roll a male character so that I could get my fucking watch instead of a stupid ass pendant.
That's some fucking bullshit.
That is bullshit. It is so, I mean, and you would think after they did that shit in the first Yo-Kai watch that they would have fixed that shit in the second.
No.
No, Sam. Come on. Yes. How old are you? Where do you live?
Like, where are you? So I was mad. And I did, but I went ahead and got it. I went and got, because, and then they released, I don't know if you know this, but instead of one Yo-Kai watch, they released two. So they went like this. So they are just copying Pokemon down to the letter, right? So this time they have Yo-Kai Watch 2, Bony Spirits and Fleshy Souls. So, and they are different Yo-Kai, either the dark bony spirits or the like daytime fleshy souls, depending on which one you choose. I'm like, this is, and I'm so desperate for fucking Pokemon that I went ahead and bought it. so I went ahead and bought Fleshy Souls because it gives me like the daytime, because P and I kind of flipped a coin on which Pokemon we were going to get, and she won Sun and I got to stick with Moon, and I really want to play Sun. But, okay, we're not going to talk about that.
That's kind of what Fort and I did, though. We kind of just like, who gets Sun and who gets Moon.
What'd you get?
I got Sun.
Damn you.
Mine was more of, when it was announced, I was doing something about Solaire, actually, from Dark Souls 1. He goes, you know what, you're just a Sun bro, so you have to play Sun. Which is funny. So he took Moon. We waited until the legendaries were announced, and Soligo, or however how you say that. I have a affiliation for lions and fire, and so Alex was just like, "It's yours." I'll get the lunar bat thing. So
okay. So, but the AAA title that I bought this month was Mafia 3. Mm. Like I said, I've been playing the hell out of it and enjoying the hell out of it. And I'm waiting on any of the other, but there's some interesting stuff coming out that I didn't expect to like. Like for the PS4 and the Vita.
Is it World?
No.
Oh, damn. I was trying to find
it. I played the demo of Dragon Quest Builders.
Oh, was that fun?
It's like Minecraft adventure game. So you build stuff and you do a lot of, you know, mining and digging. But it's still like an adventure game. It's like a Dragon Quest game, but where you build shit. And I played the demo. And I was like, oh, I should have never played this demo because now I really want this game. Okay. And because for the PS4, it's still AAA title price, and I can't buy another AAA title this month, especially since I bought one like, you know, literally like 4 days before that one. And if I were really to buy another AAA title this month, it would probably be, it might be World of Final Fantasy, which is another thing that's really interesting, and I'm really interested in seeing come out. Or Civ 6 comes out this month too.
Yes, it does.
I don't know. I wasn't interested in World. Then you linked me to that thing. I'm doing this thing, and this is probably going to be my downfall. I'm not looking up any demos anymore. And like, I'm not, it's, so I started this with Nier, and I've written about Nier before, but with Nier 2, mm-hmm. which is now called Automata, I'm like purposely going into that one blind because I went into Nier blind and that was the best thing I could have done because I had no mm-hmm. expectations because I didn't even know what I was getting into. So I'm doing that with Automata, but I've kind of like extended that to most everything else. I mean, I'm going to like look up reviews and make sure that I'm not buying like a piece of crap, but yeah, like I did look at that briefly and I was like, this looks interesting. I didn't need to know that. Like I'm better you have being to play like the, 4.5 months behind everything.
Sun Moon demo.
I'm just gonna get it. It's a Pokemon game. I'll be fine. It'll be fine.
No, you have to play the demo because if you play the demo, you get an extra. You get a Pokemon that you don't get otherwise.
Oh well. Shit.
You get a special evolution of. I want to say it's a special evolution of Frogadier, maybe.
Oh, that, I'll look at all that. No, Frogger. I don't particularly care Deer. About him.
Are you kidding Frogander, me? Right?
I don't like the weird tongue ninja. I like the
shit. I my like kids. My kids are no longer your friend.
I'm sorry.
I know. I love
Frogadier too. I really like the Fennec Fox.
Oh yeah, Fennekin is super.
I loved Fennekin and all of those, and so like Fort. I need to tell Fort about that because he needs to get that. Frogadier was his favorite.
Oh God, I know too much about Pokemon.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's believe me, it's not you. It's my children who talk about Pokemon from the minute they get up in the morning.
Yep.
I
absolutely.
Well, also
that demo comes out. I'm sorry, that demo comes out this month. The World of Final Fantasy demo comes out this month. So those are some demos that are coming out. And see, I can almost say if I play the demo, maybe because I'm playing so much other stuff that if I'm playing through the demo at the same time, because I'll probably play through slowly, I can kind of fool myself into thinking that I have the game and wait till Christmas. Because so I had already said to myself, I was like, okay, I'm not buying Pokemon Sun and Moon. That's gonna be Christmas. That's gonna be part of Christmas presents, right? Mm-hmm. And then one of the other grad students who also plays a lot of Pokemon, I'm not gonna say who it is, Rachel, sat with me in the lab the other day for like a half an hour trying to convince me of why I had to buy Sun and Moon at launch. Because of all of the stuff that you get from this? The weekly downloads,
I'm gonna hurt him.
And that if you were gonna miss that if you didn't get the game, you would miss like a month and a half of weekly downloads if you don't get it at launch.
Yeah, but they'll probably get something else over Christmas and stuff, so I don't think it'll be too big of a deal. Like they're doing the whole legendaries every month thing this month, like this year.
Yeah, I get those. I get those.
I've not been very good. Like I've been so bad about that. I really need to remember to get those for free.
Yeah, we get those. But so here's the thing: is that I feel horrible because I really want to play Pokemon. I don't know if I can wait till Christmas. How much of a bitch would I be to buy myself Pokemon and then make my kid wait till Christmas?
Ooh, oh, man.
She so found out wrong. The betrayal.
I'm telling if you do that shit. I'm going to tell.
Damn. I thought that sounded real foul. I just wanted to make sure.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? That would be like... That's therapy. What you're buying yourself there is years of therapy. Yeah. Is it worth it?
Okay, I was just checking.
Can I complain yet? Is it time? Is it time for me to complain?
What are we complaining about?
Dude, yes. The Elder Scrolls Skyrim Special Edition.
Can I go back to complaining that my game is never coming out?
Well, we already know that.
Maybe someday you'll just get a remastered edition and you'll never even have the first one.
I just
so Skyrim Special Edition, fucking Metal Gear Definitive Experience. What else? I know there's some other remasters that are coming out.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so can I admit to this? That I was looking through because this is I'm drones in the buy shit because you know I put myself on it. I was looking through the I took my credit card off of my Xbox account, so I would have to go in and enter all the numbers again, right? I'm trying. And so I was going through and I was looking through the store and I was like, wow, Skyrim Remastered Edition. I was like, that would give me all the DLC. And then I could play it on the Xbox One.
The DLC is bad!
I know. But see, you can't rationalize with the warped mind. So I was looking and I was like, well, let's see how much it, and I was like, $60? Are you kidding me?
I think it's, wait, when did Skyrim come out? Maybe it's just because this is another thing that I just don't remember when things came out. I feel like that just came out.
No, it was like 2014.
Okay, so it's 2 years old.
No, it's older than that. Mm-mm.
Was it 2013? Let's look it up.
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, like, but
even Skyrim was 2011, y'all.
But you're lying.
A 5-year old game doesn't need a remastered edition. You're right.
It was 11/11/11.
You know what?
That makes 5 years old.
Actually, I do have a Skyrim story. Not that I've ever actually played it. I had to make a promise to the guys who worked at my local game store not to play Skyrim until I graduated college because they all wanted me to get my degree.
Oh, that shit wasn't that good.
No, it really wasn't.
But it was back when it was all hyped. Like, I went.
No, it wasn't even good then.
What?
It wasn't even good then.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Skyrim.
Okay, so I'm looking though down at this list of releases. Okay, and I confess, I'm going to preface this by saying that of course the game I'm most looking forward to, well, the two games are Dishonored 2, and then later Dead Rising 4. So I'm perpetuating what I'm about to complain about.
Okay,
I do not see one original motherfucking thing on this list. It's all sequels, DLC, remasters. All of it.
Yeah.
Well, there's a whole bunch of new Mario games coming out.
Oh, yeah, that's so new and fresh.
I mean, at this stage, Last Guardian is a standalone game.
Yeah, I mean,
it'll never actually.
It ain't never coming out. Never.
Well, and that's what I wanted to say. I knew you were going to talk about the original thing, but I was going to say that all of Project Eco's games can stand alone. They're very loosely related to each other.
Yeah. No, I think that's probably the most original thing that's happening.
Yeah. I think it's only in title and like in the fact that it's by the same company who likes to say they're all related, but they're real. Like, and I'm like a huge fan of Shadow of the Colossus. It's like my number one game, but I have a hard time getting it actually linking it to Eco. And so it'll be interesting to see if Last Guardian actually is a sequel to it. I guess it would be a sequel to Eco.
Oh my god, I'm sorry. Oh, Alicia is absolutely right. I was swearing I wasn't gonna say anything. Well, there is one new that came out, but it came out in September, and that would have been Darkest Dungeon.
Yeah.
On this list of AAA, and we're looking at the list that the list that I'm looking at is on Kotaku. But of the AAA titles coming out in September, October, and November, Darkest Dungeon is the only original IP.
I believe it. I'm not surprised.
And Darkest Dungeon isn't even new, is it?
I thought it was.
Yeah, I think it is.
I haven't heard of it before.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, I was thinking of something else, I think.
Yeah, Darkest Dungeon is the only original IP.
Well, oh no, because the game actually came out way earlier this year.
Well, it came out on PC, right?
Right. But yeah.
Yeah,
that's the newest.
That's the newest, right? And it's the only original IP. Mm-hmm. Unless you count some of this crazy VR shit.
Oh, yeah. I saw how
but
much.
That's, like, I don't consider those AAA. I don't keep to consider those AAA or mainstream titles because not everybody has the VR hardware.
Yeah.
No, everything is a rehash or a remix or an add-on or a sequel or a continuation.
Yeah.
And I mean,
you know what? I'm down for some of those, though.
For some of those, yeah. Too. Me too. But what was it, 2 or 3 years ago, when they were talking about, what was it, Ubisoft that was saying, we can't run the risk.
Right. We're not doing any original
Ubisoft movies. Will never go to anything original ever again. Right.
Even Ubi's original ain't original, okay?
Nope. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I'll hate on Ubisoft loudly and without hesitation. I don't give a shit. If you ever need Jinx, if you need somebody to hate on something so you don't have to, you call me.
I mean, there's only one thing that I am so bitter about that I'll just go.
And we're going to get there. We're getting there. It's coming.
I promise you guys won't be able to shut me up for good.
It's okay. It's okay. but I get it. Games are so expensive. But even when people do make new IPs. Okay. So I'm going to backtrack a little bit. This week, a bunch of us in class did a we called it critically we watched because we didn't play. Somebody else in the class played. Of ReCore. Okay, and ReCore has some interesting ideas.
Yeah.
But ReCore also seems like this was the development strategy, okay? Holy shit, we really have to make sure this succeeds so we recoup the money. We have to try to make it appeal to anybody who would possibly pick up the controller and play it. And guess what? That doesn't work.
You're just a hater.
It's a mishmash of a bunch of different things without it, so that nothing about it is original or interesting at all. ReCore is every post-apocalyptic narrative you have ever seen, read, watched, experienced.
You forgot to say mixed with what?
Mega Man.
Hey, thank you.
I'm sorry, it's Mega Girl, The Adventures of Mega Jewel and Her Dog is what we renamed it in our video. But and it's a shame because I think that they had originally some cool ideas, but then that fear takes over. That fear of what happens if we don't recoup the expense. Games have become so expensive that originality, unless it's like super golden out of the box, this shit is going to take off. Originality is punished.
Mm-hmm. That's like, okay.
Or
it's like
they eat it, they cannibalize
Gears
themselves.
Of four. Gears of four. Gears of war four.
Gears of four.
Gears of four. Gears of four is Gears of War 4 in all seriousness is just Gears of War 3 pretty on the next gen console. And people ate that shit up. And this is what was really interesting, right? So the regular version launched yesterday. Right. Mm-hmm. But if you bought the $100 version, you could play that shit 4 days early.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And I was looking at that. I looked at that and I was like, really? The difference between that is like $40. Yep. Right. Who's going to pay $40 to play this game $4 early? Let me tell you,
$10.
I got a whole bunch of fucking friends on Xbox. Right. My Xbox friends list was full of people playing Gears of War 4 4 days early.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody was playing Gears. I was outdone. I was like, are you kidding me?
You know, about 2 weeks ago, we were sitting around the campfire, but we're sitting around the Xbox because that's what happens in my house. And some shit for Destiny popped up. The new Destiny, whatever. Yes. And the fellas started talking about it, and I shut that shit down immediately. And I said, I am not going to spend another dollar on Destiny until they make an actual game.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way about Gears of War. I don't care how cool Gears of War fucking seems to somebody else. They're going to be like, oh my God, it's so good. You're really missing out. I'd be like, you know what? I'm not. Because I have played that game before. Yep.
Yeah, I'm getting that way because so many of the games, I'm a JRPG fan. All of the games I play have sequels, and I get it. But I'm at the stage where it's just like, why do I play this one? Like, what is the difference?
Ah, is it time? Is it time? Is the time come?
I'm not purposely trying to go back to this game.
I'm ready. Let's talk about it. Final Fantasy 15. I'm going to go ahead and say that shit should have been final a whole long time ago.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to go into a rant. Here we go. First of all, the game that they promised me 10 and a half years ago is not what's coming out. First of all, this is a completely different game. They don't have no right, really, to use the same names. Second of all, the names are awful. But I won't go into that because, like, it's Square Enix. They just throw names at a dartboard and hope for the best. my favorite character's name is Cloud. I'll give that up, okay? Like, I get it. They're not great with names. But, like, One thing, like, if it takes you 10 years to get a game, and before the game comes out, you have to release an anime, a movie, a novel, and a comic to explain the world.
Can we talk about the animation on the movie, though, because it looks good?
Okay, there's one thing. You already talked about this. It looks pretty. It is shit. Yeah. It's beautiful.
It'll be shit.
The music is beautiful. They have a great soundtrack. It is so beautiful. We're getting to the point where, like, looking at real people is uncanny because they did such a good job, right, with people. Mm-hmm. I love the way, like, Kingsglaive. Yes, I get it. It looks beautiful. I have seen the script. The script is shit. It is so funny to read because it reads so badly. No one talks like that.
No, no, thank you. Yes.
It talks like that. Like, you, like, okay, and I sit here and everyone hates 13 and that series, and I get it. I know what's wrong with it. But, like, even the writing in that was more believable than the shit that 15 is, right? Like, it's like somebody just, like, vomited up a script and was like, oh, hey, this'll do. And then they, like, tore it up with scissors and put it back together again. They're like, oh, this is better. What did you write? And then, like, you're going to systematically cut out every female character that you have and just conglomerate them into one person that you're going to name Luna Freya? Like, you named her Moon Moon. Her name is Moon Moon. You took all of your female characters. You had six. You put them all together into a character you named Moon Moon.
Oh my god, and I turned my computer
and
off
she looks kind of interesting, but then they just like cut her, like they just make her into nothing, and it's just like, okay, well, okay, then we finally have a Cid, and Cid is female, and that was so exciting, and then you what did you do to her?
Cid is wearing like a towel though, like a bandana.
No, her name's Sydney. We can't even call her Cid. They changed her name to Sydney because Cid can't be a girl's name, I guess. And then and like all of the poses of her bent over a car, and I'm like, no engineer works on things like that.
I'm like, what is this, a beer commercial from 1984? Yeah.
And let's just have a bunch of, like, you know, let's queer bait the whole thing. None of them are going to be gay, but you're going to sit there and make the whole thing look gay as fuck. And it's just a road trip between a boy band. And, like, super angry because Carbuncle is a Fennec Fox, and that's, like, my weakness, and I want to play the game for the fucking Carbuncle. And I'm like, no, don't do this to me. And then, okay, I have had friends who have done the grunt work for me. Like, you were talking about how you wish you had people who would do the grunt work for me. I'm like, I'm seriously sitting up on a hill watching the nuclear fallout with popcorn, and they're like narrating to me what's going on. And like, I have friends who watched Kingsglaive 3 or 4 times so they could tell me everything that was wrong with it. I'm so thankful for these people because I'm waiting to watch it, and my partner and I are going to drunk stream it. And that's going to be fun. We're going to figure out how to watch this damn thing, and we're going to drunk stream it because I won't be able to stay sober watching this.
Damn.
I'm so angry about this game. You have no idea. I'm like at like 0.17 right now. Right? Like, this game was supposed to be in parallel with two other games, with Type Zero and with 13, the whole thing. It's part of a compilation. It's a part of a thing. And they took it out and it made the other two stories fail. Like, seriously, you can't do that. You kicked two other things under the fucking bus for a game that you haven't even released yet, and it's shit. It's not even good. And I have people coming and saying, it's going to be the best game ever. I'm like, you fucking dude, bro, shut up. Like, look at this game in front of you. The main character is worthless. Nobody's even interested in him. They're more interested in, like, these side characters that keep getting killed off or having no characterization. They did the same thing in Kingsglaive. There's a female Glaive, that's what they're called, and they just like killed her in the like Halo Reach fashion, right? It's just like, oh, you're really interesting and useful, we have to kill you for no reason. I'm still bitter about Kat. I have had 10 years of rage. I was promising for graduation of high school. I graduated college and got a job before it came out. It was announced my freshman year in high school, right? My sophomore year in high school.
And can we make Jinx mad more often?
No. This is an incoherent rant about, like, Square Enix, what the fuck are you doing? Like, honestly, the last game I'm going to play by Square Enix is going to be this Final Fantasy VII remaster. And yes, I know it's a remaster, but it's 7. It's the second game I got into playing. It's like, fine, okay, that's it. And then I'm done, because, like, if they can't recover from what they're doing with 15. Like, it's going to break them. People are going to get it, and they're just like, what is this shit? And it's just going to sink them. So fast.
It's got to. This game is still going to be so fucking horrible.
But there's nothing, like, even everyone, like, even the fan artists on Tumblr, because I'm still on that toxic website, are saying, oh, the thing is horrible, but we're drawing the people because the people's character designs are pretty.
This is the problem. This is the problem with gamers. And I'm going to use that word very specifically. And this is all of us. This is our problem. We say, ugh, but every time, over and over, we don't want. Who fucking wanted Gears of War 4? Did anybody ask for that? Raise your fucking hand if you asked for that.
But
I honestly think this will take them longer.
I'm really worried about that. I'm like, I don't know why they can't see how bad this is going to be. Like, every decision they've made up to this point has been kicked back by all of the people who play their shit.
Jinx.
Right? They're all saying.
Right, second.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I still love you. But we spend $100 on Gears and we say, oh, yeah. Final Fantasy 15 is fucking garbage. Like, it is a literal garbage fire. And then we dance around the garbage fire because we say, well, this is what we got and we're attached to it. And so nostalgia. So that's going to be okay. I'm going to say something very controversial right now. And everybody in our audience probably going to hate me. You know what? Stranger Things wasn't very good. It wasn't very good. The actors were great. They did a really good job with the performance. The show, the arc of the show, not that good. But because it is linked to nostalgia and right now we are so fucking attached to the things that we know and so into nostalgia, people lapped that shit up like it was a dish of milk and asked for more. And that is the problem with Final Fantasy 15, because it's Final Fantasy and, well, it's going to have some zippers and shit and magic and carbuncle and this and that, and we're going to like it and it's all that we have. So we will accept it at some point. We have got to say, no, we're not going to buy the Destiny. That's still not a game after all this time. No, we're not going to buy. We're not going to spend $100 on fucking Gears 4 so we can shoot shit that we can shoot in other games. And we're not going to draw the art. And we're not going to buy Final Fantasy 15. And we're not going to go there.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah, but people aren't going to do that.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem.
They're going to buy Gears of War 4 4 days early. $400.
And so nobody has to get better. The companies don't have to get better.
A remaster of Skyrim that's 5 fucking years old for $60, the price of a new game. They're going to keep buying DLC for shitty games in the hopes that possibly that next $30 they drop is going to make it better.
And so they don't have to write better dialogue. They don't have to dress their female characters. They don't have to create narrative arcs.
But they don't have to. I don't get, and I have to bring it back. I always bring it back to Supergiant. But like, I don't get it because those games are so strong.
There's plenty of good examples.
I know. I bring it back to Transistor because it's the one that won't leave me alone. It's like,
I mean, the one we played not long ago, Firewatch, was so good.
Mm-hmm.
And those games can still exist.
Yeah.
Because it's the ones that sell 100,000, 200,000, 500,000 units in a week that matter.
Exactly.
And they're going to keep making those, and they're going to stick to formulas, and they're going to lean on nostalgia and name because that makes them money.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to just like, why is Nier getting a sequel then? This is a game that nobody bought. Like, it didn't sell well. They released an unfinished game. Like,
Labor of Love.
Is it
one's going to break it.
Or is it the fact that nobody bought it in the U.S.?
Because it wasn't really popular in Japan either, because it wasn't finished over there either, from what I've understood. Maybe I just haven't done my research, but, like, it didn't see it. I mean, everything that I've read about it was like, it was good for what we got, but we didn't get a finished game.
Yeah, it's just, the big question is how many units did it sell?
That's always
a big question. I mean, because, Call of Duty games still have a 2-hour campaign, 3 hours tops. I don't even buy Call of Duty games if I want to, for some whatever strange reason, play the campaign, because I know that I can rent it and play the entire campaign in one night and that I would never play the game online. Now, that being said, those fucking games still sell literally in 1 month or less half a billion copies. And it's the same game.
Just shit, sometimes they make it worse.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I mean, it is the same game, just transported to a different sandy environment.
We're going to kill different brown people this time, you guys.
That are doing some kind of weird, wants to sound like Islamic chant while we run around in male bodies, unless we're playing multiplayer, then we might give you a female body.
And here's the other thing. A lot of the AAA games that we get ship unfinished. So we don't even complain about that shit anymore. I mean, we complain, but we still pony up the dollars.
Yep.
So Nier could be unfinished all it wanted. Fuck it. Who cares? That's the industry.
I mean, but that Nier came out in 2003. Like, when it came out, like, it was outcried. Like, most people returned it that I knew of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, then. But since then, it has built up some following.
Yeah. It's a.
And now nobody cares as much anymore.
Yeah.
Nope. People are more than willing.
I just
more than willing to download like 5 gigabyte patches on the first day.
Yeah,
what did I just say?
I don't know.
I wonder.
I don't play games when they release anymore, and I mean, I never did, but I feel like I'm in the best camp, right? Everything's super cheap, and everybody hates it already, so I can just play it by myself.
I wonder with the new televisions becoming more popular, if the data caps are going to have an impact on the games industry, because people are not going to stop streaming television. That's the way we get our television now.
Right.
So will games then have to change in response? Because people can't, they may not get rid of Netflix or anything else that they use, but people can adjust their game buying habits. I wonder if we'll see less of the always online, automatic updates, huge patches, if data caps become even more common. I mean, Comcast just announced all those data caps for many areas, and it's a terabyte, so you have to be a pretty serious user or have a 4K television. But still, that's, as games get bigger and bigger, that becomes a big deal.
But what I think is that, I mean, the companies, the media companies are going to fight back.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's cutting into their business.
Sure.
That's cutting into that. That's you know, preventing them from releasing games with huge day one downloads and making them wait an extra month or 2 months or 3 months to bring a game to market. That is, you know, preventing Microsoft and PlayStation and even Nintendo from focusing their efforts on digital downloads, because people are not going to be able to download, you know, like, Quantum Break. What was that game with all the videos, like 75 gigs? You can't download that kind of data every month, in addition to streaming and like streaming Netflix, and God forbid you're doing streaming yourself on Twitch, and just regular old kind of web surfing and hooking your phone to the Wi-Fi when you walk in the house, and your kids playing Minecraft or downloading books on the internet or downloading apps. I mean, you cannot do that anymore. There's no in hell these companies are not going to fight back against Comcast and the like, saying, you know what? You can't do this. You're going to kill our livelihood. There's going to be some kind of, there's going to be some kind of concessions made. There's got to be.
Well, but they already did it in some areas.
But that was just
like a completed game on day one.
Everybody, it's over with. Once they do it to everybody, it is over with.
Well, I don't disagree, but I think it's going to take a bit. It's going to take a minute.
I'm just saying, though, seriously, can we just have completed games on day one? Like, I'm fine with delays. Like I said, waited 10 years for Last Guardian, but if they give me a completed game, I'm not going to complain.
But see, that's you though, Jinx. I mean, everybody else is like screaming and hollering and threatening to sue when a game doesn't come out on time.
I don't understand that. And I'm sorry, maybe this is me getting on my high horse or whatever, but like, there's so many, like, everything comes out as shit now. And like, and no, why does nobody complain about that? I'm sitting over here in the corner being like, yay, I get a completed game when I finally get to it. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's because I've been poor as dirt the whole time I've been a gamer, but like, by the time I get to things, it finally works. My friend got, like, pre-ordered, what was it, Inquisition, and like, the first day one patch made it incompatible with half of the game, that she got it on PC. And their first day one patch made it incompatible with all PC. Mm-hmm. Like, what sort of,
but
like...
people will complain and threaten to sue the creators of No Man's Sky.
Mm-hmm. I just... it doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand this logic, and maybe it's because this is the first time that, like, it's affecting the games that I want to play, but, like, I don't get... well, shut up! Like, shut the fuck up, people! Like, I'm done with it! Like, fine, get your shit games that come out on time. I'm gonna sit... I won't play it for another 2 months, and I'll get all the patches, and I'll actually play it, and, like, not have to sit there and break the game so I can play the damn thing.
Yes.
I just... I'm never gonna buy a game at full price anymore, because I just have to wait, because I don't think it's gonna work on day one.
Oh, I'm horrible. I want to play shit when it comes... certain stuff I want to play when it comes out. Like Mafia 3, there was no way in hell I was waiting for that. And I might have been one screaming and hollering and threatening to sue if they had come out and said that shit was going to be delayed.
I mean, I said all that. Just went on that righteous rant. I realized, like, there is a game I'm going to buy on day one. But it's like, I think that's the only one I'm going to do it for.
The Last Guardian?
Yeah. Well, okay, two then. Last Guardian and the 7 remake. But the 7 remake, like, I knew I was going to get that 10 years ago, right?
But you're never going to get the never getting, like, Last Guardian.
Shut up. It's coming out. It's coming out. Don't do this to me, Sam. I haven't had a good fun.
Never go out.
I don't feel entitled to... I mean, I'll be like, oh, I really want that game to come out, but so many people get... I remember when the Life is Strange episodes were delayed, and people were going for them.
Oh, they were so mad.
Right? They were so mad.
They were getting, like, death threats and shit.
Yeah. And it's like, I want that story to be good.
Yeah.
Y'all settle the fuck down.
Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing with Guardian, right? Everyone's just like, well, it's never coming out. I was like, maybe they're just trying to make sure that it's solid before it comes out. Like, maybe they're realizing it's never going to be worth it, and so maybe it'll never come out. I would honestly rather them cancel it than give me a subpar game. They have to live up to Shadow and Eco. And if they realize they can't do that, mm-hmm. then I don't want something from them. I'm fine with that reaction. I hate the people who try to push these games out before they're ready, or you're releasing a game that's going to be crap. Like, don't do that. Don't. It's not worth it. It isn't worth it. And I'm going to bring it back to Supergiant. They take at least 3 years between their games, right? Transistor came out so quickly, I was worried about it. I didn't play it for so long because I didn't
think it was going to be good. That's the thing, though, Jinx. Here's the problem. Smaller companies, well, it depends. I won't say smaller companies, because smaller companies often, if that's their only gig, don't have the luxury of waiting 3 years. But these big companies, they don't have the luxury of waiting 3 years. They've got to push those games out because they've got their producers, the developers got producers behind them saying, you got to get this game out. You said you were getting this game out in Q4 of 2016. We can let you push it out to Q1 of 2017, but no further than that. That fucking game has got to come out because we put $50 million or $100 million into this game. They really don't have a choice. I mean, and that's just like real pragmatic baseline shit right there.
Well, remember two things. When we had Gwen from The Molasses Flood, and she said that they were like living in a house, fucking eating ramen, trying to push this game out. And then when we had Undead Labs on here saying, you know what, there's bugs that just don't get fixed because it's, what, $10,000 to push out an update?
Yeah. Yep. On Xbox One, it's $10,000 for every update.
Dear Lord.
Anytime you want to push an update, it's 10 grand. So you gotta be real specific about what you want to fix and think about what you're gonna fix and what you're not gonna fix.
And they won't even let you do a lot of things at once. Mm-mm.
Because it's gotta be an update of a certain size. Over a certain size, you gotta break that puppy up. Because they want as many 10 grand bumps as they can possibly get.
Oh my God. I just
What was the game? Everybody was so mad at that dude because the game was like horribly broken. And he was like, I have a patch for it. And he patched it on PC, but he never did patch it on the Xbox One because he was like, I don't have, it was an indie game. He was like, I don't have $10,000.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could remember which one it was. It was within the last year. It'll come to me after we're done podcasting. But yeah, I mean, there's some real issues that we have to look at, because a lot of that stuff is not necessarily on the devs, but on the producers who are the money men that are pushing that shit from the beginning.
And I can believe that.
And that's the kind of the heinous part. I mean, and like, you know, like with Molasses Flood, I mean, how long do you really want to live in a house with your coworkers eating fucking ramen?
Makes sense. Not that I want to point the blame at anybody. I just like I don't. Well, I'll complain at the people who are threatening, you know, threats and suing and death threats. Like, yeah, shut up. But like, I understand that it's a compounding problem, right? But
yeah,
I'm maybe I'm in a very small minority of people who I will wait forever so long as my game is good.
Yeah,
And that's the difference in the trajectory, right, with 15 and Last Guardian. I've waited the same amount of time for the two games. Yeah. But one is going to be good or not come out, and the other one is going to be shit, and it's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference. That's why I'm mad about 15, and I'm not mad about Last Guardian. Sure, that game may never come out. It may fall into Portal 3, sorry, Half-Life 3 hell. It may just disappear. But that's, to me, I would much rather than just be like, we can't release a game because it wasn't what we wanted. I would much rather it be there than we're just going to release something that doesn't make sense with any of the other lore that we have set for this thing. We've spent 10 years and we're going to give you this pile of trash. And you're going to buy it.
Is this when we say, well, we have other things to focus on in our lives that are rich and varied, and so we don't have to jump up and down and scream and holler and say, I must have X right now.
You for real?
Maybe.
I mean, yes, rational Maybe. People would do that. Rational people would do that. But the dude bros who are on the internet screaming and hollering and threatening to kill people because their games are late are not thinking that way.
Yeah. And that's a problem too. And this is what makes me sad, right? Because I've given my life over to games. And by that, I mean like 20 hours a day work to what I do. You know, y'all know. Mm-hmm. And I love it. But I'm also so disheartened sometimes by the fact that there are so many problems. Where do we even start in fixing this industry?
Yeah, it's like I don't comment about games on my Facebook all that much anymore, unless I get tagged by like one of you guys, just because there's a certain person who will always just tell me that the games that I like suck because they're not like marketed enough, or he's still mad because I made a comment about Kojima and he's still mad about that. And I tell him that 15 is going to suck, and I tell him that Kojima is like a sexist, racist asshole. And mm-hmm. he's just like, you can't, you know, he's like, I would prefer if you didn't make comments about things I love. He told me that.
Dude's gonna dude.
And I was just like, oh my God.
It was funny because your privilege over there.
That's friends what I called him out for his hypocrisy because he would shit on anything that I would love. Like, he made fun of me for being excited about Last Guardian. And the dude was just like, 15's been delayed as long, you know, and you're sitting here telling us why it's the best game ever and why Last Guardian is going to suck. And I was just like, somebody else had to call him out because he would no longer listen to me. And like, I have to be quiet now because I can't take that sort of level of just like, I'm not allowed to be excited for things.
Oh, because geez, you gotta learn to use the block button, babe.
Yeah. I'm slowly blocking people, but I get excited about things in different ways, right? Like my excitement about Nier Automata is to not look anything up and to go in blind. And thank God that my friends understand that, right? And they're like, okay, we'll just warn you if it's not worth your money so you can buy it from the $3 bin like you did Nier. But like, that's it. And then there's the other people who are just like, it's going to suck because you like it. And it's like, okay, thanks.
Well, I tend to go media dark on games that I don't want ruined for me in one way or another. I mean, because like Mafia 3, I was like, nope, I'm not listening to what anybody has to say. I'm not watching people stream it. I'm not reading reviews. I'm not doing anything. I'm going to buy this damn game. In fact, I'm going to pre-order it because I'm going to play this game no matter what. I mean, and I'm glad I did because, I mean, people have been so bitching and moaning about, excuse me, about Mafia 3. It's like, I'm sorry, Mafia 3 isn't like every other Mafia game, so I'm really upset about that. Mafia 3 is not perfect mechanically, so I'm just salty about that, right? I mean, so people are bitching and moaning about this. Excuse me. But nobody is talking about the fan-fucking-tastic narrative that's at play, right?
Do talk about play games for narrative anymore?
You know I what? Do. Some, yes.
I know we do. Some we don't count. Do.
Okay. I think there's a lot of folks who are, I mean, folks that I'm talking to on the internets are playing Mafia 3 for the narrative, mm-hmm. right? Especially when you're talking about the way that this game is breaking real ground with handling racial politics in a fucking video game. Something that I think this game is doing things that no other game has ever done. And that is the kind of shit that you miss out on if you're so busy listening to the dude bros complain about the fact that this Mafia game is not like the first two Mafia games, so it's garbage. Or it's not perfect mechanically, so it's garbage. Yeah. If you listen to that and you don't buy the game or don't play the game, then you're missing out on something that we have never seen before.
Preach.
You tell I like this game.
Almost as much as I hate a game that hasn't come out. So yeah.
So you can tell I'm gonna be right about this game forever now, right?
That'll be me when Pyre comes out, I think. Which is Supergiant's one that's supposed to come out in 2017. But they haven't given a date because they're smart. But that'll probably be me. I'm looking real forward to that. Yeah. I don't think it'll be as narrow. Like, I don't think it's going to break ground the way that Mafia 3 did. But I think it's going to probably do the same thing where they have a subtle narrative that tackles some sort of other issue. I don't know.
Well, that's something that they did very well with Bastion. And I would argue they did it better with Bastion than they did with Transistor.
I like Transistor's story better, but I think it you're right. It didn't have as strong of a, like, the narrative wasn't as groundbreaking, I think. Transistor's theme was a lot better for me. But mm-hmm. I also like Cyberpunk, which is what Transistor was. So, but yeah, no. 2017, we'll get more female characters, yes?
Maybe we might. Characters, maybe?
Nothing?
Yeah, keep dreaming.
You know what? Fuck you all. I'm going to keep
going. We'll get Horizon Zero Dawn since that shit's been pushed to 2017. Siberia 3 got pushed to 2017.
Can we get one? It's just like here, my wish. It'll be like my New Year's resolution, but I'll make it in October. My wish for 2017 is one good game that has a trans main character.
2000 what?
17. They can do it.
I'm gonna be an optimist.
You want me to write something in twine? I got you.
You know what? I'll say it every year until it comes out. I'll say it until I die. Right. I got what? I got 5 years until I, or no, it's 3 years. I got 3 years until I live longer than the average trans person.
Yes.
I'm going to say before I hit that age limit, something's going to come out. It's going to be good.
I hope so. I really do.
I do too.
Someone's
I don't think
do
it's
going
to be 2017, but I think, maybe you know not. What? I think that we may get a solid trans character as a main character in the next several years. I would hope that we do.
I would, even if it was a shooter, I'd play it. Like, and you guys know me, I can't play shooters.
I mean, it may not be your triple A, you know, Mafia 3, Gears of War. But it may, you know, it may be something along the lines of Life is Strange. So,
oh,
you know,
shit,
a mid-range.
I'm here for that. Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not, I don't think it's going to be a triple A title, but I think.
You guys' fingers are on the veins of the game industry a lot better than me. If you hear something coming down the pipeline, you let me know. I'll pre-order the damn thing. I'll play whatever it is, and then I'll be the first one to tell you everything goes wrong, right?
We're signal boosting the shit out of that. Like, everybody go ahead and order this shit so they don't kill it.
Me and Lee, right? We'll just get me and Lee will be sitting there and be like, we got it. No one worries. It's ours. We got it. I'll get every trans person I know. We'll just all come in and be like, this is what you did right. This is what you did wrong. Thank you, God, for putting that out there. I don't know.
Yeah.
They gave me a trans sailor scout in 2016. I'm just going to say it. So maybe we'll get it in 2017. I'll get a game with it.
Maybe. So that's our hope. That's our dream.
That is our hope and dream. All right. On that note, you know, now know what we're playing and all of the things that we're looking forward to in the coming months. And you will also find out in the coming months before Christmas whether or not I like Mm-mm. start playing Pokemon and hide it from my kid.
I will tell.
It's him. Say it publicly now. I'm going to be I get Last Guardian when it comes out. I'll write about it, but I get it. I'm claiming it now. It's coming out. Is it the 17th? Is that what that thing said? It's going to fucking come
2017.
Out.
2017.
No. It's gonna come out.
It's happening. It's gonna come. I'm here for you.
I think it's gonna come out, and I'll write about it. I'll do a fucking first day post. I'll even buy it on the first day. Swear to God.
And the post will just be like, "Oh my God, it happened."
I just all the post will be is a picture of it on my screen. And be like, "Fuck all you haters." I'm so tired. I'm sleeping, but I have it. It's in my hands.
Well, I already know Alicia probably has dibs on Dishonored too because she's been waiting on that for a long time.
I'm so ready that I'm yes. Mm-hmm.
I got my game. I got my game this year, and that was Mafia 3. So I can't if I don't get to call dibs on shit else until January, I'm good.
Well, I hope that we all find games that we enjoy before the end of the year.
That is our Christmas wish.
In October.
All right, y'all. On that note, that will bring us to the end of episode 138.
Which I hope is called Moon Moon.
It probably oh, should yes. be called Moon Moon.
Yes. The epic rant about Moon Moon and other things.
Moon Moon and other impossible game characters.
Moon Moon remasters.
Sequel.
And something else.
I don't know. Yeah.
All right, but this is the end.
And until next time, when we have episode 139, which we already have lined up, and there is something very interesting coming. I'm so excited for this next episode. Can we do it early? At least you don't even know what it is yet, do you?
I don't.
Yeah. Until next time, when we have episode 139, stay warm, stay dry. And as always, my friends, buy new games.
Oh my God. Oh God. Don't.
Don't do it.
If you can find one, buy it.
Game on. We'll be right back.